So this morning, sad news came out how Mr. Richard Mabonya, you know, sad news came out this morning that Mr. Richard Mabonya is no more. He has passed on. If you haven't been, well, if you didn't know, Mr. Mabonya also recently celebrated his 99th birthday. Of course, he was born in Limpopo in 1920 on the 24th of December. Mm-hmm. So we learned that even though he was a teacher by profession, his first job was a stock was actually he was a stock taker at a clothing retail store. We also learned that he once attempted to open a store in Soweto, however, was prevented from doing so by the apartheid government, who refused to grant him a license. But that didn't stop him. I mean, in the 1950s, he established the Dube Hygienic Dairy, which he employed boys, you know, on bicycles who delivered milk to customers in Soweto without access to electricity. Talk about being passionate. We also learned that he was the founding member and first president of the National African Federation Chamber of Commerce. What else can we say about this giant that has fallen, Sandile?
Well, I mean, when you look at Dr. Mabonya, he specifically was very involved with UJ with and also other institutions of higher learning. He was given an honorary doctorate by UJ and also by TUT. And also, I'm going to talk about how closely he worked with institutions of higher learning through the Dr. Richard Mabonya Soweto campus. He actually collaborated with the Center for Entrepreneurship here at the University of Johannesburg. And so then I had the pleasure, I believe it was a few years ago, I attended the conference myself. And so then they would take, you know, community entrepreneurs, small business owners in the community from and also other communities surrounding Soweto, just giving them advice, imparting advice to them, you know, having prominent speakers there to address them. And so then, look, his work just speaks for itself. It's his success story when you think about it. Mm. And I think really that he's passed away, it's really bittersweet because apparently he was working even still, even now, you know, in his old age, because that's what he said. He's going to die until the very last day.
Until people say lala kahle.
Yeah.
So also in 2007, he made history with the opening of the Mabonya Mall in Soweto, which holds more than 200 stores. And that's when I actually started taking interest in him and in reading about him. So when we come back, we get to talk about social emotion. We get to find out, what do people have to say now that the giant has